Hebrews tells us we have a pioneer that has gone before us in the second chapter. This pioneer is Jesus Christ, or God incarnate, as a human that not only goes before us, but defeats death for us. It is this Christ that comes to us to know us and live with us, to feel the pain and suffering in a way that we may feel. But his pain is felt because he loves us and wants to take away the sting of death and suffering forever. This pioneer does go ahead of us, but in a way that isn't selfish, but in a way to open the gate for us in relationship with the Creator God. Jesus, according to Hebrews, claims us as his siblings, brothers and sisters who have suffered also in shame, the fear of death. We, as Jesus' siblings, know what our pain is, but without the love of God the Father, we would not know what grace is in God's love. By claiming us as his brothers and sisters, Jesus is saying we are recipients of life because of Jesus' resurrection, and we are inheritors of the gifts of a child from a father. It is Jesus who comes to us and shows us how we should live a life of joy and hope. Jesus overcomes the shame of the cross and brings life to all children created by God. The descendants of Abraham will receive a blessing of a God who has come to us in Emmanuel, God with us. We are those descendants claimed by Jesus as his sisters and brothers. Our liberation from slavery and sin and shame come to us through Jesus Christ. Our freedom to live as children of God comes from the grace of God to all his creation. It is because God opens the gate of his righteousness to us that we can live and love in a world free from guilt and shame. It is God who opens his gate of freedom to us so that we can see our brothers and sisters as Jesus sees them. We will go to all nations knowing we have been adopted into the family of Jesus by his selfless act of grace. Hebrews teaches us to look at ourselves without the shame we have lived in, and look to the life we can live more fully in Christ. It is not God's love that condemns us. It is our own shame and disappointment that keeps us from turning back to the Creator of all things. It is our own rejection of the love Jesus brings to us that keeps us from the relationship God longs for us to be in with God. When we see the open gate of God's love, we know the hope for a full life without fear and without shame are possible. It is Jesus Christ who is the open gate. The Father opens for us to return to the family where Jesus is our brother and we are his siblings. Do not let fear close the future God has in store for you. Embrace the life God offers to all his children when God opens the gate of Jesus Christ. Do not be ashamed. And do not let this world swallow you up in its deceit and manipulation. Look to the pioneer who comes from the Father and is the Son, our brother, who opens the gate of life to all who hear his voice. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, you send your Son to show us the way to the truth and life. Take away our guilt and shame and lead us to the open gate of your salvation in Jesus Christ, our brother and our Lord. Amen.